Before the beginning, there was this turtle, and the turtle was alone, and he looked around, and he saw his neighbor, which was his mother, and he lay down on top of his neighbor, and behold, she bore him in tears an oak tree, which grew all day, and then fell over like a bridge. And lo, under the bridge there came a catfish, and he was very big, and he was walking, and he was the biggest he had seen. And so were the fiery balls of this fish, one of which is the sun, and the other they called the moon.
Yes, some uncomplicated peoples still believe this myth. But here in the technical vastness of the future, we can guess that surely the past was very different. We can surmise, for instance, that these two great balls...
We know for certain, for instance, that for some reason, for some time in the beginning, there were hot lumps, cold and lonely. They whirled noisily through the black holes of space. These insignificant lumps came together to form the first union. Our sun, the heating system, and about this glowing gas bag rotated the earth, a cat's eye among eggs, blinking in astonishment across the face of time.
Well, we were covered with a molten scum of rocks, bobbing on the surface like rats. Later, when there was less heat, these giant rock groups settled down among the landmasses. During this extinct time, our Earth was like a steam room, and no one, not even man, could get in. However, the oceans and the sewers were simmering with a rich protein stew, and the mountains moved in to surround and protect them. They didn't know then that living as we know it was already taken over. Thank you.
Animals without backbones hid from each other or fell down. Clamosaurs and oysterettes appeared as appetizers. Then came the sponges, which sucked up about 10% of all life. Hundreds of years later, in the late devouring period, fish became obnoxious. Trailer bikes, chigger bites, and mosquitoes collided aimlessly in the dense gas. Finally, tiny edible plants sprang up in rows, giving birth to generations of insecticides and other small dying creatures. Thank you.
Millions of months passed, and 28 days later, the moon appeared. This small change was reflected best, perhaps, in the sand dollar, which shrank to almost nothing at the bottom of the pool, where even dumb amphibians like catfish laid their eggs in the boiling waters, only to be gobbled up every 3 minutes by the giant sea orphans and jungle bugs, which scared everybody. And so, in fear and hot water, man is born.
I am La Brea Man. I am First Man. Wife and I live in pits. I discover pain and boredom, and how to use hands in self-defense.
I am his son. I am called Plowman. I was the first to dig the earth and make the rivers run backward. There was no stopping me or my wife.
I am his many cousins.
I chipped the stone.
I smelt the rock.
I bronzed the shoe.
I lay the asphalt.
Together, we made enough noise to keep the wolves awake.
I am his godson, civilized man. I harnessed the secret of the calendar, and with the power of the week, I built the pyramids.
I am his mentor, Hippocrates.
I put him through school, where he learned to stand up for the principal and sit down on his own stool.
I am his father, Caesarion. I sent him away from home for something to live on and paid him to fight over it.
Attila was sitting on his hairy throne.
He's
I'm the Hun. I'm
He's
number one. I said, come on, boys, let's hit the road to Rome.
He's
I'm the Hun. I'm
number
one. I say we'll rip us off some booty, then we'll come right back.
Son of a Hun, what have I done?
Oh, come on, horn, let's sack.
Do the Hun, it's what the latest rages. Do the Hun,
come on, Hun,
it's from the Middle Ages. No other guest can touch it, no other holds a candle.
I learned it from a visitor who learned it from a vandal. Do the Hun, it's what the latest rages. Screw the Hun.
He's in his Middle Ages. No other girl will touch him. They'd rather use a candle.
Wait a minute. Stop it now. Who wrote these additional lyrics? All right. Get the food out of the way.
He's getting on the table. This is our chance. Hand me the ketchup bottle.
Now, not
listen.
Now. Use your self-control.
I control the horizontal. I control the vertical. Watch me flip-flop. Ha-ha, guys and noni. I'm having a vision.
Well, then, tell us your vision. Come, Kali Yuga. Television. 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 Television.
I see a tower. What an eyeful. I'm going to build a tower of power. And I shall rise to the top and direct the building of great networks and broadcast them upon the waves. One voice, one image, one emperor, one me.
And one is nothing.
What? Who gives me such poor reception?
I, Flautus Prolongus.
And I, Macho Bruto.
A congress of senators.
A couple of eggheads come to scramble my vision.
Exactly. You poach the people's power.
And there's no gold left to lay another egg.
I'll lay anything I want. All hail Kaliuga. I shall reign forever.
Hail and reign. The sky is falling, little chicken.
Bark, bark. Come on, team. Play ball with me.
We're calling your reign on account of your game. Take this.
You throw a salad on Caesar?
Dinner's on the Emperor. Pass the ketchup, Heinz.
I bleed from 57 wounds. Et tu, Pluto, you lift your leg against me. I might as well be dead.
He's dead. The show's over. Long live the people. And now, at last, the wealthy and the powerful can speak for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Biosign Theater presents The Sword and the Stone Edge, a romantic legend of olden time.
Hey, nonny, nonny, hey, 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 nonny, nonny, hey, 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 hey,
hey. In days of old when lead was gold, in the reign of Athera King, the round table knights were gathering mold, for the times they are a-changing. Ah,
see something bloody, something dirty,
something
bloody,
dirty.
Give me the fire and do it now properly.
My mistress eyes are like the sun, her boots are torn as leather. I put my finger on her lum with a hay and a nundy lund of
hair. The minstrel wanes his singing song too weakly, methinks. Forthwith I would propose to stuff his nose with snuff enough and divers joints of righteous stuff. And thus, in sooth, pursue the course.
Give a fool a joint of henbane.
That's exactly what I meant.
I saw the crystal ship on a mountain 8 miles high, and with a little help from my friend, I crossed a strawberry field and a lane and lake with diamonds.
Methinks the minstrel sings with tongue of gold, and in his honeyed words does cast a spell.
Rip out his tongue.
Play for the minstrel, kill him.
Come cooking, cousins. Stoke the pate. Boil the oil and bait the meat.
I've deep fried fowl.
bowl, a bucket load.
This fowl is fair.
It's laced with toad.
Add spleen of banker, hand of cop, tongue of lawyer, dearly bought.
Wing of condor, whoop of crane, dolphin's throat and sperm whale brain.
Oh, must say, then boil like lava, whilst we take five for Mocha Java.
Compto se boisa, slugabed, keep up. Thy pace snail data like to strife me mad. These hags to open it not much after dawn. Lord Michelin writes the vision in their pot go stale by 10.
But Bishop Brother, you've dragged me drugged from my dream-drenched couch ere morphine's fingers loose their loving grasp. And all for what? To feed me fancies from a gypsy's stew. Better we should lay a bed and pray.
Stay sweet and low, my dulcy bro. Our kingless country perched on civil war demands us legget here to pagan heath and lend an ear to mouths of prophecy.
Aye, O bane of phlegm, noble regent, weighty count!
Hail, fane of grudge, keeper of our polluted air!
Hail, canny count, that after death shall rise a king!
What? Hateful hags, no hail for me?
Now I offer thee, for thou shalt never reign.
Thy bishopric is circumscribed.
Thy cocky plans fall short. Thou'lt ne'er be satisfied.
Let's withdraw. These great conundrums fit me not.
Come, come. Hast lost thy appetite for prophecy? I'll gaze upon this devil's barbecue. We'll gnaw the bones and let them read the runes.
Oh, but that King Bernardo lied a stiff.
And yet no prince sits vested on his throne.
If there's no royal head to mint pon coin,
thou needs must send to Spain and beg a loan.
So grasp the moment and the prince.
And ship the potted earling off to scope.
Let Greybeard mount the throne and scepter wield.
Let Flemlin's court be ruling by a fool.
Speak they of me? Their metaphors are mixed and thick as gruel.
Perhaps good brought. Both pottage and the burp rites will be thine.
If that be so, then dare I move askew of fate? Were I the smallest wren, I would not fly from foddering my feathered babes. Doth not the ermined weasel nose his own hole first? Did not the legendary pachyderm, that loyal parent, push on and on his onyx eggs to Babylon and back? Doth not the queenly spider seize and eat her mate? Well, I'll queenless be and sweetly wax as king. But hold, they say to rule I die. If so, I'll spook Prince Edmund off to Norway. That's the royal thing.
Buenos dias, amigo.
Hello, you must be the true white brother.
Sure, you must be the Indian.
Yes. Welcome home.
Welcome to New Spain. This is your new father, Father Corona.
Ax venus Felictum. Down on your knees now. Do you recognize what I'm holding over your heads, lads?
It's a cross, the symbol of the quartering of the universe into active and passive principles.
God have mercy on their heathen souls.
What the father means is, what is the cross made of? Gold. Have you got any?
No.
What about the seven cities of gold? Phoenix, Tucson, Las Vegas?
This is gold.
What's that?
Corn.
Hey, corn! Now we can make tortillas!
We've been waiting for this for hundreds of years.
So this is all you got?
Yes, but aren't you the true white brother who's supposed to come and live with us in peace?
Sure. Therefore, I claim this rich verdant of pasture land in the name of the Empire of Spain.
Hey, Capitano, the rain, she's a stop to fall, and the corn, she's all dead.
Shut up, Vespucci. I claim this stinking desert in the name of the Empire of Spain forever. Let's go.
God bless Vespucci land.
Oh, by the way, Domini, you're all Catholics now. God bless you.
Come on, Father. Nobody in their right mind would live in this stinking desert.
Come on, Cisco.
And we took to them.
And they took to us.
And what do you think they took?
Oil from Canada, gold from Mexico, geese from the neighbor's backyard, boom, boom. Corn from the Indians, tobacco from the Indians, Dakota from the Indians, New Jersey from the Indians, New Hampshire from the Indians, New England from the Indians, New Delhi from the Indians.
Indonesia for the Indonesians!
Yes, Veterans Day.
But we couldn't do it alone.
No, we needed the hope, the faith, the prayers, the fears.
The sweat, the pain, the boils, the tears.
The broken bones.
The broken homes.
The total degradation of...
Who?
You, the little guy.
And across him all, we flung one shining steel rail.
Rockefeller.
One shining steel rail. From sea to mighty sea, from coast to mighty coast, from Bangor all the way to mighty Maine. So how about that, Mr. Smarty Pants Communist? Mr. College Professor, Mr. Beatnik, Mr. Hippie. What have you done for me lately?
Well, I...
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, go to the people. Ask the hands that serve the machines of America.
Hey,
ask these thousands of folks here who wouldn't say no to yesterday or yes instead of knowing it all.
Ask the postman.
Hi, Mr.
Smith. Ask the mailman.
Hi, Mr.
Smith. Ask the milkman. White with fog.
Ask the cop on the corner.
Ask the cop in the grocery store.
Ask the cop in the woodpile.
Ask the cop on the rooftop.
Ask that cop that's knocking at your back door.
Ask him.
Mr. Policeman, what makes America great?
It's candied apples and ponies with dapples you can ride all day. It's girls with pimples and cripples with dimples that just won't go away. It's spicks and wops and niggers and kites with noses as long as your arm. It's micks and chinks and gooks and geeks and honkies who never left the farm.
That's America, buddy. Just remember, Abraham Lincoln didn't die in vain. He died in Washington, D.C.
I see. Well, who am us anyway?
We're one of you. And you're one of us, I think.
Maybe. Possibly.
Well, how do you tell? I mean, how do you know for sure? How do you ever really know?
They didn't ask questions like that back in 1776. No, they didn't have time back in 1776. Back in 1776, boy, they were too busy singing songs like...
Yankee Doodle came to terms, writing Martin Buber, stuck a Fuhrer in her back and called it Schicko Gruber.
Come on, Mr. and Mrs. Too Busy to be a homecoming queen. Get in step with the voices of the feet already dead in the service of their country!
This is a very rare recording from long ago.
What is
Seems
it,
they recorded one of those old-time medicine shows.
The war is over! The brutal industrial law has been defeated by the gentlemanly agricultural South!
Ha-ha, see?
Oh, Daddy,
bet you didn't know the South won the Civil War.
Left,
oh, this is Daddy.
Daddy!
No true Mississippi cowhard would leave his wine cellar undefended in such a dangerous time.
Okay, we don't want this part in here. It gets up to some
think
real...
Think of the balls you'll have.
You're too young to think about that, Beulah Balls. Bells.
Okay. Now we gotta get to the part where they have this amazing vision.
That war criminal.
Now, this is more of the play. Oh, this is good.
Why, look!
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, Uncle Tom! You're back!
Uncle Field Marshal Thomas Lawbury, quadroon, honey! I'm back! And I'm beautiful! I'm so glad that you're back, Tom!
It's good to have to see you!
See, there are many, many things that you don't know.
Oh, that's
and
right,
everything
Tom,
you know is wrong.
I forgot! You're a free man now!
Now, this is the best part of the play.
Oh,
here.
No, I ain't, General. Oz is... Pencil has a professional stay. Well, now, you've been walking over this kinky old cabin for over 60 years, and now you plan to pay your carpet tax. Put it right here in the bag. Blasphemy! I die first. world, honey. Nobody, Gwen, have to be a slave all the time. No more. We, Gwen, take turns. And guess whose turn it is now?
Pretty wild bunch of miners. Now, here comes the medicine show part. That's Professor Archer. Now, this was a Dr. Fire Signs Antique Theater, I think it was called. There have been books written about it. Okay, now let me find the part here with the drugs.
Yes, sirree, ladies and gentlemen, chickens and Mexicans.
That's Archer.
Inside, just a
minute. Okay, now I want to get through.
20 minutes from beyond the grave to the famous dead Indian hero, Chief Dempsey Knockout.
Very famous medium of the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chief Knockout, pyramid pushover paste.
Okay, now that's drug number one. Now they added in something else.
Internal application of Don Brujas Inca Hell Oil Tonic.
That was extremely potent. Now I'll find the...
Safe as clown milk, Judge Rentberg, and to prove it, Professor Archer is preparing a potation for our personal libation.
That's
here
Bowman.
We go. One pot of the paste.
The paste.
Okay. One pot. Of the juice.
The juice.
And just a poke. Shot of hello.
Thank you, Archer. Yes, we will now drink it before your very eyes. Say, here's a toast to the brave and bully boys of the Arizona Territory.
Had no sooner lowered his glass than he witnessed the sudden transformation of Professor Archer into a large silver crow. They both turned into crows. Each lifted his wings in surprise and rose like a shout, leaving the little town of Quito, Arizona, and its bewildered populace 500 feet below, silent specks on the vast western desert floor.
How can we best illustrate the stubborn consistency of this eternal principle? By walking down this shady New England lane on Wednesday, 1875. We pause before the grounded iron gate of Dr. Beddoe's Pneumatic Institute and eavesdrop upon two members of the Amateur Electrical League.
Dick, she works!
It does, Tom! It comes in and goes out like anything!
Oh, to think all I had to do was put the balls on the other side.
Look at them spin now!
Oh, aren't they beautiful?
Oh, Tom! Those balls will mean your fortune.
Fine, Fudd. I'll patent this machine and name it after Nancy.
What, you mean pushover?
Yes, because that's what she does. And she'll run everything.
Everywhere.
Every time.
Forever.
For everybody.
It comes in, it must go out. Testicles deviant to Fudd's law. So, with the invention of the motor-operated pushover, man and science gave birth to life here, today, in the future. Man, woman, child, all is up against the wall of science.
Calling Tom Edison. Calling Tom Edison. Calling young Tom Edison. We need your help. Repeat, your help.
This is Tom. I'm on my way.
That's right, girls and boys. America's immortal inventor hero is on his way again through the invisible power of radio. Stay alert now for the dangerous adventure of the gold brick robbery.
Tom Edison, electric detective, is brought to you daily, except wash day, by Tennessee Soft Coal. That's more heat to eat by for the average American family. And now, today's challenging adventure. We left Tom and his best pals, George and Tex, way up at the top of the 80-foot tower, chewing the fat and smoking ragweed cigars. And all of a sudden, Tom's almost-girlfriend, Dot, climbs up the rope ladder and appears breathlessly in the doorway.
So, when I saw the station master's little boy fall down on the tracks, well, golly, I just had to jump right in front of the train to save him.
Wow!
Golly!
That sure was brave, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom?
Oh, why, dash it all, Dot. I've told you not to climb all the way up here by yourself. Well, you're just a girl and could easily get hurt.
Oh, Tom, I tried to call you on the stock ticker, but the darn thing doesn't work.
Well, I just...
And your electric pen still squirts ink all over.
I've had technical problems,
I've had to climb up to tell you.
Yeah.
There's been a big robbery at the dam. downtown gold indicator company.
Gosh, that's a calamity.
Yeah.
Well, see here, gang. This is really serious. I'd better tell you all what to do.
Yeah, Tom, you better do that.
Yeah hurry up, Tom.
What do we do?
Can I climb down the rope ladder last?
Sooner or later, in the battery room of the gold indicator company on the north side of the city, a mature voice fades up.
And so, Tom, that's it. The whole story.
I understand completely, Mr. Gold.
Three masked footpads burst up through the floor, kiboshed the night watchman, and made off with our main batteries.
You said that.
Without them, I'm afraid the hog and groat exchange will collapse within 24 hours.
You know, Mr. Gold, someday I'm going to invent something that makes it unnecessary for people like you to have to repeat themselves. You know, I'm going to call it the phonometer. Or the vocal engine.
You couldn't sell a pie plate with a dumb name like that.
That's right.
Quiet, all of you. You know, I have only one good ear. And if I press it tightly against the floor, like this, I can hear the trains running deep in the coal train tunnels beneath the streets. The bandits must have gotten in through the ash removal chutes and taken those powerful batteries out just the same way.
That sounds like better than just a good guess, Tom. What shall we do next?
Well, I mean to track these thieves down myself, sir. And to this end, I dedicate myself and my loyal friends here to the pursuit of power. Patent protected and armed with the etheric force.
Gosh, Tom. Gosh, Tom, don't you think things have gotten a little out of hand?
Gee. Gosh, Doc. I don't think so. You can call me an ignorant dreamer and a humorous toaster, if you will. Boaster, if you will. But eventually, I will conquer even the powers of darkness. Well, come on, gang. Back to the lab.
Okay, let's go.
Who should we try?
Well,
Teddy Roosevelt.
The founder of our foreign policy, right? Let's do that.
Operator.
Your call, please.
I would like to speak to a Theodore Roosevelt.
What city, please?
San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Do you know the area code, please?
Second Bardo. Takes a little time sometimes.
Astral Famous. Manager Mouse here.
Can I please communicate with Theodore Roosevelt?
This is his manager who wants to talk to him.
There's a group of people on the mortal plane here.
Where's here?
Los Angeles.
Is this one of these Ouija board calls?
No. This is in regard to a plasmic manifestation.
Hey, Teddy, legit gig on the phone.
Bully!
Here he is.
Charge!
Excuse me, is this a charge call?
I'll get it. Operator, I'll get it. I've got my Diviner's Club card.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, Theodore Roosevelt, right? You wanted him, you'll get him. Here he comes.
President Roosevelt, do you have any message for us here on Earth?
Walk softly and carry a big stick.
Wait, Mr. President. Isn't there anything else?
My fellow Rough Riders, the war with Spain is the least I could do for every American boy between the ages of 18 and 98.
Have we lost him, Mr. Wizard?
Yes, Jimmy.
Golly, Whizzikers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, this morning at 6:25 a.m., Pacific Standard Time, combined elements of the Imperial Japanese Navy and our forces ruthlessly attacked our naval base at Pearl Harbor in the Hawaiian Islands. I have conferred this morning with the Congress and the Chiefs of Staff in emergency session. We have reached our rendezvous with destiny. It is our unanimous and irrevocable decision that the United States of America unconditionally surrender.
fresh air and water. Exposed fish gill. Mountain summit stone. A large wallet of dark, soft leather. Utopia or Oblivion by Buckminster Fuller. Unicorn horn. Mist enveloped stone. $365.
A bicycle.
Silkworm reeling silk.
Moon shadow stone.
Television. 3 5-pound notes.
North Korea, South Korea.
Suspenders.
Marilyn Monroe.
Shifting turning dragon.
Mandarin duck stone.
A much visaed Greek passport.
A record by the Chambers Brothers.
Fish, eye to eye.
Sentinel stone.
The king and I.
5 folded sheets of pinkish onion skin paper.
Some cedar and redwood shake shingle.
And the catcher in the right.
Heart sharing swallows.
Eisenhower.
Watergate stone.
Vaccine.
Postcard photograph of a dusky woman.
England's got a new queen.
A pound of hash.
Marciano Liberace.
Kingfishers intertwine.
Wave receiving stone.
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it.
One,
two,
three.
One, two, three.
Cruising down the rivers on a Sunday afternoon.
The years in your ears, mid-century to century 2000. This is an audio history of your first 50 years, Mark, prepared for your entertainment by the Graphophone Entertainment Group. In 1950, while you were born like so many others like you, this busy nation hung out a clean hand to the victims of the past and discovered the mouse-tongued enema of tomorrow. Primitive, black-and-white, single-system TWEV obsessed the snowbound American family and you. Nobody wanted to remember anything, but they taught you drop drill. Remember, Nellie?
Yes, Jim. They were the fabulous 50s, a lavish epoch of rhinestones and chrome set against the basic black of daily life. While your lucky mom drove a hard top and a dishwasher, Pop relaxed with a flat top and his choice of newspapers.
Wasn't that something? But you were too young then to be a juvenile delinquent, and not old enough to care by the time was up for the old gen. Before you could help it, you were growing to adult manhood in the swinging 60s.
By 1960, color was an everyday necessity. That way, within a few short years, the once easy choice between mom and bad and good and dad had to be made in the marketplace of public confusion. Famous heroes came and went. Business improved.
Boy, did it. A few have a nice days afterwards in a wartime frenzy. Americans all over the world went to the moon and back. When the trip was out of sight, they thought they had nothing to show for it but some dirty pictures. And that was what most everybody wanted.
I'll say, Jim, nearing the end of your second decade, Mark, just when it seemed as if everything you had in mind was legal and life was one big suitcase, it was time to get tough again from the top down.
Bring us together.
The sober 70s, soft on the inside, damage-resistant on the outside. A hungry people learned to eat buffalo and crow, while its elected bureaucracy was retired to celebrate the revolution.
Folks young and old began to think more about their mobile homes now that they could watch the recreation of their choice on the new imported double screen. Many believed that God had come back. We all wore old clothes.
I'm still wearing them. And then after a long string of local fireworks, the first of the oil wars exploded. Business improved. Public interest declined. The president needed a volunteer, Mark. You were it. And so the Pegasus leaped skyward that sultry spring morning in 1979.
You were only 30 when you left for Planet X. How old do you think you are now?
Well, that's a question for the computers here.
Back here, it was business as usual.
The Irish Israeli crisis.
The near-tragic Latin American devaluation.
The Pacific energy conflict.
The pirate raids of 85 and 86.
Isn't those something? And yet at home, things slowed down a lot. Eco-planning and life system improvement, together with the population stabilization program under President Bolt, created the North American Village Movement. By 1988, just as you were entering the orbit of Planet X, political life began to become a thing of the past.
Some called them the empty 80s, but now others are being naughty in the naked 90s. New words like Navshmavkapa,
Boltorama,
Tide Energy,
Zeppeline,
Simulaser,
Retirement Camp, and new ideas like
Poupane,
Equalism,
Divisibility,
Songkwo Runshanyen,
new tourist nations like Amazonia and Namland.
And a few surprises, Mark. For instance, a new head in Rushmore National Park. And final elimination of the combustion engine, 2 years ahead of schedule.
Yes, it's nicer to be alive in 1995.
I'll say.
And it will be a flash to have you back. Sorry we haven't been able to bring you right up to date, but very soon now the Cape will be shut back, terminating the North American effort in space. Except, of course, for you.
That's right, Mark. And what a time you've missed. It's been entertaining to share it with you on The Years in Your Ears. This is Jim.
And Nellie Housefier saying,
so long until last time again.
This entertainment brought to you by GEG. Look for graphophone loop holos and magna players everywhere. I remember rivers, Nellie.
Old Man River.
Ribba. Ribba.
Ribba.